Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon. Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the 13th episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Today, I'm interviewing a 16-year-old talented model, Capriel Terry. She's with me at a studio in Charlotte. Capriel is a member of the elite model team at Charlotte Scene Productions. I watched her modeling and coaching at many shows. We'll talk about her inspiring modeling career today. Whether you are a new model or you have experience, this episode will help you take your modeling journey to the next level. Without further ado, let's get started with today's episode. Capriel, welcome to the Sold Out Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we talk about your modeling journey, can you please briefly tell us about yourself?
Well, my name is Capriel Terry. I live in Indianland, South Carolina. I'm a junior in high school and I am on my varsity cross country and track team.
How long have you been modeling?
It's been a little over a year now I've been modeling. My first time was for the Loop magazine for Adeline Griffin, and that was such an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw that one. Yeah, that looked amazing.
Yes, that was my first time ever doing anything.
In that magazine. So, well, that's a good segue to my next question. I wanted to ask you what types of modeling you do. And for the magazine, that was obviously print modeling. What else you do?
Yes, I do print and runway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Print and runway, what is your favorite so far?
Runway.
I knew it.
It's been my favorite.
I knew it.
Yes.
Well, I love watching you on the runway.
Thank you.
Yes. So you said you've been doing it for over a year.
Yes, so the last Charlotte Fashion Week was my first ever runway.
Okay.
It was super fun. I've loved it.
That was your first time last year, Charlotte Fashion Week?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You
this
look
will be
like,
my second one this year.
Yeah, you look like you had been doing it for 5 years.
Oh, thank you.
I remember you.
Thank you.
So you work for several designers so far.
Yes.
Right? What has been your favorite walk or designer? It's up to you to give a name or not. It's totally
okay.
up to you.
I've walked for so many amazing people, but I would have to say Jacob Scott has been one of my favorite people to work for and walk for.
Okay.
The last runway show I did for him, he went all out. We all got custom nails and custom earrings, and everyone's dress just always fits.
He's an amazing guy. I know him in person, and his lineups are always amazing too.
He matches the colors with everyone's skin tones really well, and he always makes sure the dresses fit really well. So,
and yeah, he's an amazing person in the backstage too.
Yes.
I always see him smiling.
Yes,
always
he's
good
such
vibes.
A sweet person.
So let's talk about backstage a little bit.
Yes.
You know, I do modeling too, runway modeling, and I know that models have a lot of mixed feelings in the backstage. Mostly they are nervous, they are excited, of course, but they are also sometimes anxious.
Yes.
So how do you manage these kind of mixed feelings before hitting the runway?
Well, the first time I ever did runway, I was super nervous. I was freaking out a little bit. But I was talking to some girls who were way more experienced than me, and talking to them and like hearing their experience calmed me down a lot because they knew what they were doing and they like helped me through and guided me through it. So I don't get as nervous anymore, but I always try to be that person for someone else if they are nervous. Mm-hmm. So I try to help other people do
that.
That's
awesome. Can we quickly remember the first time you went on a runway?
Yes.
Did you have anyone you know around you in your lineup when you are in the backstage? Did you get some kind of an emotional support? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Adeline Griffin was like the main person that I knew. Yeah. And so she helped me a lot, like figure out what I
If
was
Adeline
doing.
Was there, everything was okay, I think.
Everything's going to be okay if Adeline's there. Yeah.
And guys, Adeline, I interviewed Adeline in the last episode, episode 12. Please check it out. She's an amazing person. She's a fashion designer as well. Okay, Capriel, next question is similar. You work for a lot of amazing people, but, you know, it happens to everyone. It happened to me. I had an outfit that I wasn't super comfortable wearing. Has that happened to you?
I've had definitely bad fitting outfits or like okay. stuff that is too big. And yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times, or bad fitting shoes and like,
oh especially for ladies, that's yes, a big problem.
Heels, you have to be comfortable in them. So I always try to get them a couple of weeks before and keep practicing to make sure okay. if the heel fits bad and you look uncomfortable walking in it, it will show on the runway that you're uncomfortable.
For sure. That's a very important point.
Yeah,
so. Ladies who are listening to us, please don't wear your high heels for the first time on the runway.
That'll be
please
a mess.
Practice at least, yes. at least a week. That's a very important point, shoes. And for the outfits, so how did you motivate yourself? Like, because, you know, as models, runway models, we are there to sell our outfit,
right?
You know,
yeah.
We are there to represent it. And if we are not comfortable in it, how to motivate ourselves? Can you tell us about that?
I just get myself into a headspace and just be confident and be like, you're showing this, it's on your body, you're selling it. So it's not, the focus isn't you, you're trying to sell the clothes. So you go out there on the runway and try to work with the clothes.
You and just then, love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you love what you're doing.
Make it look like you love it.
So, yep, that's a good segue to next question. Your favorite part of runway modeling? You know, long process, fittings, backstage, the walk itself, finale walk, the things we do after show, you know, talking to the designers, thanking, etc. What is your favorite part of runway modeling?
I love backstage. I love the chaotic energy. I love that there's a girl over here trying to get dressed, makeup over here, hair is getting over there. Yeah. I love how it's so chaotic, but then when you're on the runway, everything just like falls together. Mm-hmm. I love how... it's just, yeah.
Everything looks just amazing on the runway. But in the backstage...
you have no idea how it looks backstage. And I love that. I love how crazy it is. And then it looks so amazing to everyone else. But you have no idea how that is backstage.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone should have a look at the backstage at least once, at least for a second, to see how people are doing amazing job under, you know, such stressful conditions.
Yeah.
Sometimes small space. Sometimes there are not enough makeup artists. Sometimes something is late, you know, outfit or etc.
Yeah.
Or a model is late. But at the end of the day, every show I watch, especially in Charlotte, organized by Charlotte Scene,
yes.
they all looked amazing.
They look great, yeah.
All right, so you have a lot of experience in runway modeling. What would be your suggestion to beginner level models or people who have not done any modeling but interested in doing?
Practice. And when I first started, I was watching YouTube videos of what to do, and I was practicing my walk like every day. I was watching YouTube videos and I was putting books on top of my head to make sure my posture was correct.
Okay.
And just walking back and forth in my house just to make sure I was good in heels. So yeah, and then talking to people who are more experienced, so getting their opinion on your walk and just anything you do.
Find a mentor.
Yes,
practice, find a mentor.
Yeah.
Learn from experienced people.
Yeah.
You said you practice with books on your head.
I wanted to make sure my posture was good. I think that's such an important part of your walk, is to make sure your posture is good. Because if you have bad posture, then it just throws off the whole thing.
Definitely. If you pull your shoulders back, it automatically fixes a lot of issues in your posture. Once you do that, like, your walk becomes a lot better. With just one
thing. It's so crazy how important it is and how much better it looks.
You know, it's easy to forget, though.
It is.
For many shows, I forget it.
Especially because you get so nervous and you're, like, trying to focus on so many things. Or, like, my heels hurt or something. Like, you have to remember, like, you need to put your posture and you have to make sure it's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I forgot it. Folks, we walked yesterday at a show. This week is Charlotte Fashion Week. And I walked for Tumi. They had these amazing bags, and I had one backpack, one carry-on, and the backpack was kind of pulling my jacket back, so I was too busy fixing that. I forgot about my posture.
Posture, yeah.
And then at the posing area, I remembered it. I think my walk back to the backstage was really good, but I'm not sure about the walk to the posing area. I will see videos soon, but it's easy to forget.
Yeah.
So I guess your advice is, you know, practice, 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 because if you practice a lot, then it will be natural too.
You won't
need to remember it. You'll do it automatically.
Yes.
That's a great suggestion, Carpiel. Thank you. What is next in your modeling career? What are your dreams, goals?
This next year, I want to walk in New York Fashion Week. That's been my long-term goal for a while.
Wow.
I want to make it happen. So, yeah.
You'll get that. I can see you walking there for big brands. Like, you are tall, you are fit, and you have experience already.
Thank you.
You know, it was last week, New York Fashion.
I know. I was watching a lot of people.
There are two of them a year, one in February, one this month, September.
Yeah.
So are you shooting for February or September next year?
Either, both.
Well, you'll get there, believe me.
Thank you.
All right, Carpiel, you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
When you're on the runway, you turn the heads. Especially on Wednesday when you had that big dress, green one.
Yes.
And you were the last in the lineup. And you got a really, really good reaction from the audience. You were the star of the show.
Thank you.
I enjoy watching you at the shows and I can't wait for the next one, which is tonight,
right? Yes, I will be walking 4 or 5 times tonight.
4 or 5 times. Oh my gosh, somebody is busy. I will walk only once, so I think I will have time to watch you.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Lots of our listeners will have questions for you. How can they reach you out?
They can reach me at my modeling account, which is CaprielTerry_modeling.
Awesome. Thank you so much for telling us about your modeling journey. I enjoyed our inspiring conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, if you guys want to reach out to Capriel, please go to CaprielTerry_modeling on Instagram. It is CaprielTerry, CaprielTerry_modeling. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will continue to have knowledge-backed conversations with entrepreneurs, creators, and fashion enthusiasts in the upcoming episodes. If you'd like to join me in the show, or if you want to share any questions or comments, please contact me on soldoutpodcast.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sold Out Podcast, and I will see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's ultimate product creation course that goes over the 5 steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.